This episode of Taking Notes is brought to you by Collaboration University, the first and only independent technical conference specifically for same-time and quick-place professionals. Collaboration University has over 30 sessions dedicated to giving you the most in-depth education for same-time and quick-place. Learn about development, administration, and the new versions of both products, including brand new material and code never seen outside IBM. Coming September 13th through the 15th in Kansas City and September 27th through 29th in London. Register now at www.collaborationuniversity.com. Again, that's www.collaborationuniversity.com. It's time for the Wonder Twin Powers of Bruce and Julian. It's time for Taking Notes.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 29 of the Taking Notes podcast for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006. I am Bruce Elgort, not Jaina, here with...
Julian Robichaud.
Not
the other guy or girl.
All right.
Hey, guy? Zana?
Zana.
I was Gleek.
Doing, whatever. Hey, Julian, how you been?
I've been good. I've been fighting this head cold for several days, so I think I won't be quite as stuffy as last time, but I'll just go ahead and remember to click the cough button if I need to.
All right. Well, click to cough. Isn't that a feature of WebSphere Portal?
Click to cough. I think it is, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I'd like to thank Collaboration University for sponsoring episode 29, and we'll talk more about Collaboration University during the show. So what happened this week? Gee, the day after I recorded something with Adam Gartenberg regarding Same Time 7.5, it pops up as going gold. What the heck?
Yay.
The official release date, for those of you who want to know, is September 13th, 2006, and there's a grand old party in New York City, by the way, which is the same day as Collaboration University, but I don't know. Maybe Britney Spears is going to be there, or Beyonce.
Is she?
I don't know. No, I'm just
Could
kidding.
Be. Yanni?
Yanni. Hey, I've downloaded and installed the Kinect client. It's working okay. You know, it's a little rough.
Now, how different is it from the beta one? Because I only downloaded the beta, you know, a couple months ago.
As far as performance, well, for instance, throughout the beta cycle, the text rendering in some of the chat windows was a little funky. It seems to be better now. I haven't really dug in too much. One thing I noticed was kind of weird when I was trying to add, say, a group to my buddy list. When I would type in, say, the word Vancouver, it wouldn't come back with everything with Vancouver in it. I had to know the name of the group. So maybe it was me. I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it was just 7.5 gold. Maybe I should wait for Fix Pack 1.
Or maybe you just need a plug-in.
That's true. I'm interested to see what kind of plugins, you know, come down the pike.
Yeah.
And what kinds will be accepted within the corporate computing environment.
Well, now, if I remember correctly, Adam Gartenberg told us way back when that there was going to be a plug-in catalog, just like the WebSphere Portlet catalog.
Correct.
Is that correct? So that, you know, maybe that'll be out soon.
All right. So I was going to say, speaking of FUD, but this the IBM versus Microsoft FUD blog is back in action. I guess his name is Anthony Satyadis, who was the chief competitive marketing officer, is again blogging there. I think that blog creeped up during the Lotusphere time frame.
Yeah, that's when it started, I think.
Yeah, then it went kind of, you know, quiet.
It was silent for like a month or so, and then I know that on really I've got it on blog lines, and on blog lines, I think it comes up, you know, a couple times a month. For me, although, you know, recently, did you say there was some new stuff on there? I don't remember.
Yeah, no, there was some new postings that just caught my eye. I was like, whoa. So it was all good. So check it out. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. I'm glad to see Anthony is blogging again. So Notes Access for SAP, that's Rocky Oliver's project, is now available in German. So I think that's a pretty big thing, considering that SAP is a German company.
Yes. you know, actually, I don't know any market numbers. I wonder if the if they actually have kind of more installations in Germany.
I think they do, but
I would guess.
I don't know. What else, Julian?
What else? What else do we have here? Domino blogs.
We never made mention of this.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't talk about it, and it's still out there. It's the site that really kind of is a collection of the different Domino blogs that are out there. If you have a blog, you can go and register your site, and kind of a good way to go and find new ones.
Yeah,
perhaps.
I go there constantly, and I'm finding new ones. And I think Tim and Lorette Ryan did
Ryan,
a great
right.
job.
Yeah, and you know, I met them at Lotusphere this last year, and really nice people.
Very nice.
And they were, you know, I was, they were just super nice. I mean, not the, you know,
super
I
nice power.
Super nice. Well, and the thing I remember about the both of them is that during the there was something about. Blogging, there was like a birds of a feather blogging thing. We're all sitting there talking about blogging,
right.
And I think I made the comment that you know bloggers tend to you know kind of have big egos or whatever, and just sort of said that in general. And then you know poor Lorette was sitting back there, and about 5 or 10 minutes later, you know she kind of you know said kind of meekly like, well, I'm not sure that I'm. Have that big of an ego, and she really doesn't. I mean, and neither does Tim. They were really so nice, and I felt just horrible saying that because I made this blanket statement that obviously did not apply.
Yeah, we know who the king of Lotus Notes Domino Ego Blogs is, but we won't mention his name, Ed. I'm kidding, Ed. Hey, how many people run workplace forums? Well, workplace forums came out or was announced at Lotusphere. And they're out on version 2.6 now. Julian, you know anyone running workplace forums?
I do not. I have, in fact, the only time I've even seen it was when they demoed it at Lotusphere. And it looked really cool, but never seen it live.
Yeah, there was a nice component. We spoke about it, I think, on one of the episodes where we spoke in the Rotunda of the Dolphin. I just can't remember what kind of notes component it had to it. And it still does.
Yeah, because I guess the demo was that they had it on Workplace, and then they said, oh, and by the way, you can use this form in the Notes client. Then they opened up the Workplace form in the Notes client and filled it in and then submitted it. And I don't know if they opened that up as like a native Notes form or if they simply opened it up like you know, using Notes as a browser and opened it up as a browser page. I couldn't tell, and I really never asked.
Mac Wadera, I think he knows a lot about this.
Yeah.
So we'll have
we should.
We'll ping Mac offline. So WebSphere Portal 6 came out in July. I think we missed that one. during my 9-to-5 job, we do use WebSphere Portal. We're currently on, I think, 5.1, and we've been looking at 6, and 6 has 6 looks a lot nicer, you know?
Does it?
My buddy's been telling me that there's it's easier to create portals. The UI is totally changed and much nicer. And according to Volker Weber on Vow.net, the installation guide is what? 1,800 pages, so.
Boy. Well, and I'll tell you, I have actually gone through the process of installing a Portal 5 server
right.
with someone from IBM, and it took 3 full days to do it. And I don't know if the install process is better or worse than it used to be, but it used to be just a lot of configuration and really even a lot of waiting. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you click the button and it installs. And so I don't know if Portal 6 is kind of better or worse. But there are some neat components to it, though. I was kind of looking it up just as sort of research for the podcast, and it's called a workflow builder.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so that's some way of automating processes and building some workflow in and things like that. And I don't know if that was something that they bought, because I know that they've purchased a few companies that have to do with Portal.
No,
but I don't know if that was one of them or not. And another one was that with searching, they have this kind of enterprise search capability, which not only can you search stuff on Portal, but it also ties back into file systems, Domino databases, mm-hmm. and QuickPlace.
Oh, excellent.
Of all things. So you could actually, you know, throw a portal up, which I'm not really. I'm gonna say that flippantly, like, oh yeah, just install a portal real quick, and maybe have like kind of this larger enterprise search tool too, which is sort of neat.
Cool. Hey, why don't you tell us about shortcuts?
Shortcuts. You know, I have to admit, Bruce, I haven't had a chance to listen to the newest one. There was I listened to the Rocky Oliver one that was about spam or
spybot.
He talked about spybot and adware. Uh-huh. And I listened to Alan Lapofsky when he talked about what did he talk about? Email archiving?
Yeah,
I
but
think?
He quit our podcast to go work for theirs. So
ah, boy. Yeah, that guy.
We didn't even fire him like we did John Roy.
But there's a new one that I think had to do with mail, too. I think it's a neat concept. It, mm-hmm. You know, they're very short.
Very
and they're kind of end user centric, which I think Alan Lapofsky was just a perfect person to put on there because the stuff that he has on his site is just it's really good stuff, and it also speaks very much to the end user community, saying, you know, gosh, this is some neat stuff that people can do, and yeah, you might have to do a little configuration, create this button, or you know, copy this code or something like that, but you know, he does a really good job of seeing just simple little things that people want to do, and then oh, here's how to do it. Uh-huh. So shortcuts. You know, if you're using iTunes, then go ahead and we'll go ahead and post the link from our site if you don't have it already, and then you can subscribe to that too. And that's sort of a nice little snippet of a podcast that got going.
I agree. And if you guys and girls know of any other podcasts covering Notes Domino, WebSphere, anything, you know, Lotus, IBM, give us a holler. Let us know. Comment on the blog. But it's that time to mention Collaboration University, September 13th through 15th in Kansas City, and September 27th through 29th in London. You can register at www.collaborationuniversity.com. Again, www.collaborationuniversity.com.
Yeah, and have we confirmed that there is going to be a keg there?
Actually,
we need to ask Rob.
Actually, there's a surprise.
There is.
Yeah, but don't forget your togas. you want to hear a funny story? This is going back in the Bruce Wayback Machine. I was a member of a fraternity in college, Theta Xi, and I was also the president of the Interfraternity Council.
And IFC.
IFC. I was the president of the IFC. Going back to college, I was on the honor board, which we had a really strict code of conduct in the college I went to. I went to Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey. It's an engineering school. And every exam we took, we had to write a pledge. You know, I pledge my honor that I have neither given nor received aid during this examination. And it just, all these college memories are coming back to me. But I was on the honor board, which was like a, you know, like a judicial, you know, legal board that heard cases of cheaters. You know, it was just and having been the president of the IOC, let me just say that it got really tough at times.
You were laying down the law.
I had laid down the law. So Julian, what's coming out in less than 2 weeks?
Notes 7.02 gold. Supposedly, that's what we understand. We understand in less than 2 weeks that's going to be available. I don't know if that's going to be around the same time same time 7.5. Maybe it will. I don't know. No, 2 weeks it would be earlier than that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's going to be out soon, and I haven't been using any of the betas, so you know, I haven't really had a chance to test any of the portable stuff. I think the exciting things are the you know, Notes client on a USB stick.
Right.
A lot of people have already talked about that. Nomad, yes, formerly known as Wanda. There is going to be winmail.dat processing natively in the router somehow.
For those people sending you Exchange messages.
Yes, and so that will get translated on the server. So if nothing else, if you've got some Note 7 servers, mail servers out there, then you'll probably want to at least test putting 7.02 on those just to really get rid of that winmail.dat stuff.
And then there's Steve Castledine's fine blog template, which we've mentioned before.
Yes, and there's a couple of other templates too, right? What other one? RSS feeds, I think.
I haven't had a chance to play with that one yet, but I'm really curious. I'm surprised no one's really blogged about it yet.
Yeah, I'd like to see how they and not having looked at it, I would be interesting to see, or I will be interested to see how they implement it, because I've thought about doing things like that before, making that, you know, kind of a generic thing to create RSS feeds from views or collections.
Right now, right?
And yeah, and I know I've kind of tossed some ideas around in my head about you know, good ways of doing that and sort of efficient ways of creating the feeds. And I'll be interested to see how they decided to do it.
Yeah, me too. So 2 weeks we'll report on it when it goes gold. Hi, no OpenNTF update by Mr. Rowling, who came back from outer space, but. I think you mentioned the idea of just mentioning some new projects that are out there. Some of them have releases. I think Domino RSS by Peter Narland.
Speaking of RSS.
Yeah, speaking of RSS. Julian, do you know what that project does by any chance?
I think it actually creates RSS feeds, doesn't it?
That's what I thought.
Because I don't think it's a reader. I think it's actually a generator. And in fact, I'll go ahead and click through. I seem to remember it's something about how on Note 6, if you wanted to use it, you had to have like the Xeland processor. Mm-hmm. NTF dot, and I don't remember because I did look at it. Yeah, so talk about the next one.
All right, Driver by Thomas Schulte is a database for storing drivers, patches, and the like. Thomas helped develop the popular help database, and then there's this other one, new project called Stubby. So
Stubby.
I wonder who created Stubby.
Stubby.
Tell us about Stubby.
That's what's been keeping me busy. And just a quick administrative note, RSS, the RSS one is an RSS feed generator.
Oh, okay.
And it says it does minimal intrusion in the data source, so that might be something interesting to look at. So Stubby. Yeah, and I'll try to do the real quick version of this because it's something that you know, I could go on and on and just bore you to tears about it, but what it does is one of the things that's been Bruce, are you there?
I'm here.
One of the things that's been very difficult to do, and there's nothing really native in Notes to do this right now, is consume a web service. So Note 7 came out, and it gave you the ability to write web services extremely easily. Well, it didn't give you the ability to actually call another web service, you know, kind of in any kind of easy fashion. So it's sort of like we've been able to create them, but it's been, if we want to call them, that we've still really had to jump through some hoops. Well, it turns out that in order to provide the web services that they embedded the Axis, the Apache Axis engine, into Note 7 and Domino 7, so it's on the client and the server. Mm-hmm. Well, I have been doing a lot of playing around with that, and it's something that's been kind of festering, you know, in my head for a while, and finally just got it all together. I actually created a method where you can use all the built-in Axis tools and code and libraries to create Axis stubs, file stubs, to go ahead and create and call a web service. And the neat thing about it is, since it's using all the calls that are already in Note 7, you don't have to have any kind of external libraries. There's no external dependencies. You open up stub, you point it to a WSDL file, it generates all these stub files and sticks them in a jar file for you. So then all you do is you open up an agent, you add the jar file to the agent, and then I was even nice enough to make Stubby give you some sample code.
Ooh, thanks, Stubby.
So I mean, it literally, as I've been kind of playing around with it, thanks, Stubby. we should make a T-shirt for that, for Lotosphere. It should just say, thanks, Stubby.
Let's cut to the chase here. I mean, this is kind of groundbreaking for Note 7 to be able to consume web services.
Well, and yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of coding you have to do, but I mean, really, I've been able to take this, and at the point that it's at now, I can open up the Stubby database, point to a WSDL file, generate the stubs, and then create an agent using the sample code, and have an agent to call a web service up and running in, like, you know, a couple of minutes.
Wow.
And it's very fast because, you know, because it gives you the sample code. So you copy the sample code and paste it into the agent, and then boom, the only thing you have to do is look at the methods that are available and then decide how you're going to call the methods. But and in fact, I've even got some examples in there about using LS to J to use LotusScript to call that stuff. So then you can take those stubby files, stick them in a JavaScript library, maybe write a few wrappers, and then call it from LotusScript using LS to J.
You know, you sound pretty dang excited about Stubby.
Stubby. Oh, I like my Stubby.
Yeah.
I'm just excited.
You sat around looking in the mirror saying, what should I call it? And I don't know.
I almost didn't call it that.
I'm not going to go there. Hey, I'm
a big enough man to be able to call my database Stubby and look you in the eye.
Hey. So we'll post some information on that, and I think you'll be following up with something you said earlier.
I'm doing a sample database right now where I'm actually calling the National Weather Service site, which has
all wrong data,
which has a web
and
service
weather reports.
Yeah, and so you can go in and get weather reports. And in fact, the thing that I'm looking at right now on my screen as I was playing with this before the conference here. I've got it set up so I've got an agent that what you do is you just give it a URL, then you do open agent and zip equals your whatever your zip code is, and then it comes back and gives you all the weather, the current weather for this day, for that zip code.
Excellent. Well,
and you can actually just stick that on your web page.
Even I can do it probably. So
even you could do it.
So we'll talk.
It's
about
neat stuff.
You know, I can't wait because. I remember sitting in a session 2 years ago with you talking about web services, and you know, we were all like, well, how are you going to consume them? And there was no real answer. I think we asked the developers, and I forgot the context, but whatever. Hey, new topic, Julian?
New topic, yes. What's next on our list?
We were going to talk about Libby. Libby Ingrassia is moving on in her career. Libby, you know, I've known Libby for years. I knew her probably back from one of the early advisor conferences, also when she took over Group Computing Magazine, and I wrote some articles for that, or an article, I forgot which one it was, but Libby also in her latest position was the, I don't know what her exact title was with Lotus User Group, but she was, say, the ombudsman for lotususergroup.org, and now Libby has decided to go become a teacher.
She's always been pretty academic minded anyway, though, right? I mean, going, you know, I guess school and books and
fantastic.
She's very literate. I mean, very So, and that's you know, I can see that. I can see her kind of going into the academic world.
So we just want to wish her the best in her endeavors, and I hope she keeps notesgirl.com up as well as possibly maybe attending, you know, Lotusphere. So
yeah, I was just about to say, I wonder if she'll be able to get to Lotusphere. That would be pretty cool.
Speaking of Lotusphere.
Hey,
do you know that www.lotusphere.com still points to the old 2000?
Still?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it right now.
Yeah, go for it. All right. Okay, Lotusphere pricing is $16.95 this year through October 13th. Normally,
it's pointing to the right place, Bruce.
Wow.
They fixed it.
I don't know when they
did. That's old news.
All right, old news. Forget it. So $16.95 up until October 13th goes up to $18.95 after that. And I thought I read somewhere that it was $2,095 maybe the last 30 days before the show. Do you remember that, Julian, or Mike?
Yeah.
Misinformation?
On December 9th, the standard conference fee of $2,095. So what it is from now until October 13th, it's $16.95. Mm-hmm. From October 14th until December 9th, it's $18.95. Ah. And then after December 9th, $20.95, and that's that. And, you know, normally they give discounts for CLPs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're giving any certified discounts this year.
I don't know.
I haven't heard.
I do not know. But speaking of Lotusphere, earlier tonight I had a couple minutes to sit down in the virtual podcast studio with Rocky Oliver and tell us a little bit about Lotusphere 2007. Rocky Oliver, how the heck are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. What's cooking with Lotusphere 2007, my friend?
Well, the team is getting back together. You know, the guys are and gals are getting back together. We have some new faces on the team this year to help us with the content. We have, some of the old faces are back, of course. We still have Ed Brill is involved. I'm involved. You know, Kristen Keene is the goddess of all that is content. Sandra's still the goddess of all that is operations for Lotusphere.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Oliver Hines, who was the track manager for App Dev, I believe is moving into the hands-on track.
Right.
And the illustrious Bob Balaban is taking over the Jumpstart track. So it should be pretty exciting.
All right. So what kind of things can you tell us about? I know there are still a lot of things that are you know, kept under wraps right now. But, you know, what things are we going to find new in 2007? I mean, what, you know, why go to Lotusphere 2007? Come on.
Well, this year we are definitely looking to improve upon our, you know, our good track record from last year. We have a lot of really cool ideas in the works, and hopefully most, if not all of those, will come to fruition. But a little bit of what I can tell you about to go ahead and get people excited is attendance was up enough last year so that it warrants us to move back into Yacht and Beach again.
Yeah, I heard of that.
So this year we will be back into, you know, Swan, Dolphin, and Yacht and Beach, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, it gives us the ability to expand and provide more content, which is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with all the really good stuff that's coming out this year, you know, we have a real need to be able to expand that content. We want to be able to tell everybody about all the cool things, about the new Quick Place, about the latest Same Time that just got released, about Hanover and Domino Next, mm-hmm. and all the periphery things around those products. Not to mention, you know, informing the Domino community about the existing, you know, widely dispersed platforms we've got out there, you know, with the track that's near and dear to my heart, the Best Practices track.
Mm-hmm.
We will be bringing back Jam Fest. It was a monumental success, in large part thanks to you,
well,
Mr. Elgert.
I got my shirt. I'm wearing it now, as a matter of fact. Do you got a camera on me?
I figured you didn't. You never took that thing off.
Actually, you're right. Ever since you, myself, Greyhawk, and a couple other of us sang together that night, and you know, well, never mind.
So we've got that. We are looking to expand the things that were popular last year. So I know one area we're hoping to expand is hands-on. I think you're going to see more of those sessions throughout the week. They were wildly popular last year. We're also exploring some ways to make them work more efficiently.
That's hands-on laboratories, guys and girls.
Right. The hands. Well, it's actually an entire track.
Right.
You know, two-hour sessions, hands-on, getting to not only get a lecture on the cool technologies out there, but actually get to touch and feel it, which is really cool.
Excellent.
Of course, we'll still have the ever-popular labs will be available. So, you know, it's going to be fun. We've got a lot of great things in the works, and you will begin to hear more and more about it over the next few weeks. One thing I can kind of hint at is we're looking, you know, the theme in a general sense is, you know, social networking and, it, you know, Lotus has always been about the people,
mm-hmm.
and collaboration. And I think you're going to see some efforts in that front to show and kind of showcase how Lotus is about the people and about the collaboration. So don't want to say any more than that now, but I think you're going to see some really cool things coming out in the next few weeks that's going to be fun and make people excited to be a part of, you know, what is probably the greatest technical conference in the world.
Agreed. Rocky, thanks a lot. Rocky Oliver, Lotus Geek, www.lotusgeek.com. Thanks, Rocky.
All right.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing Rocky tell us a little bit about Lotusphere 2007. I'm looking forward to it. I still haven't submitted my abstracts. I don't know if you have.
Bruce, no. No. No, I haven't. Me and Tom have talked about it. We're definitely going to submit an abstract again.
Excellent.
So,
well, if you want to do one on blogs and podcasting, maybe we can do it like a podcast.
Hey, that would be nice.
Yeah.
We could even record it. Well, are we allowed to? I don't know. We might not be able to.
We have to buy ourselves on DVD or something like that. let's see. I was going to talk about some Show and Tell Thursday stuff that I you know, last week you got to talk about too, but just due to time constraints right now, we're going to skip that. But I'd like to mention that Rich Schwartz has something going on his blog where he wants to, what, rate the Show and Tell Thursday post for, what, for some type of ranking or something? Was that, Julian?
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to do kind of a best of Show and Tell Thursday, which, you know, I kind of laugh because when I see that, I you know, in our notes we've got best of SNTT, which when I read that, it's best of SNL. And so I'm thinking Saturday Night Live instead of.
Well, we could do a best of Saturday Night Live. I think one of my favorite Saturday Night Live episodes was, you know, the cheeseburger and the samurai guy, you know, cutting everything. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cheeseburger.
We're doing a lot of...
No Coke, Pepsi.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Right?
All right, hey, let's see. What else do we got, Mr. Mr. Robichaux?
Robichaux. Yeah. What else? That might be it.
I do have one other piece. I do. There's an advisor conference, I think, starting Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had a couple minutes earlier tonight as well to sit down with Andrew Pollack, who we spoke with on episode 20 of the Taking Notes podcast, and Andrew had a couple things to say about Advisor, about Lotusphere, and about just some other, stuff like DB2, so let's take a listen. Andrew Pollack, thanks for stopping by the Taking Notes studio. How you been?
I've been good. How about yourself?
Good. We haven't spoken to you since, I guess, your podcast, which we did on, May 18th of this year, episode 20. You got some events coming up according to your blog. Tell us about them.
Well, yeah, the big one's coming up next on the plate anyway is the Advisor Conference. That's going to be in Scottsdale next week. Mm-hmm. That's my hometown, if there is such a thing as a hometown for me. I grew up not far from there. In fact, the site of the conference center 25 years ago would be where I would have been riding my horse through the desert or an ATV or something like that. So it's kind of interesting to be back there.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to be talking about at the Advisor Conference?
Well, I'm doing two sessions on my own there. They are the Admin Zero to Hero, which by now I think probably most people listening to this have at least seen once. That's where I kind of take a soup-to-nuts approach, all the things that, as a Domino admin, you should be thinking about and why and kind of what my approach to them are. And I'm reprising the DB2 NSF presentation that I do, which is, again, I try to take a high-level soup-to-nuts approach to what does it actually mean to be able to integrate Domino 7 and DB2. Mm-hmm. There are three kinds of feature sets that you get. How do they work together? And then what are the issues with installation? And what's changed, in the 2 years I've since I originally put the presentation together? And frankly, what hasn't changed enough? And all those kinds of fun things.
All right. What about Lotusphere?
I've certainly put in my session descriptions. I suspect that they'll invite me back this year. I hope so. I really would like to see them pick one up. I put a submission in for a sort of introduction to Linux. It's are you ready for Linux? You're ready to move your Domino server to Linux, but you don't know anything. You've left your pocket protector at home. Sort of what do you need to know from a operating system, sort of high level, get away from the scary command line. Can I get it installed? Can I make it run? Can I make it reliable? Because it really makes a fantastic platform for Domino.
Excellent. Anything else in the works?
Well, continuing to work on obviously my second Signals product. Mm-hmm. And that's getting very, very close to market. It literally only awaits me having 3 or 4 days to string together to put the finishing touches on it. I got held over in Boston because of this whole scare ourselves into a tizzy the last couple of weeks, so I had to reschedule a flight back, so that kind of set me back a couple of days.
Yeah. So, Andrew Pollack, you maintain a weblog on the web at...
It's www.thenorth.com/APblog.
All right, we'll put a link to that on the show notes. Hey, I just wanted to catch up with you, see how things were going, and hopefully we'll see you at Lotusphere, if not sooner.
Well, I think we will, and anybody coming out to Scottsdale, this is going to be a huge event out there, much bigger than I think we've anticipated from Advisor in many years.
Right. Actually, I meant to talk about that, so we're gonna continue on here for a second. So I think I read on your blog that the speaker roster was not your typical, speaker roster for this conference. Is that true?
Yeah, it looks like IBM has really gotten behind this. There are just a very large number of speakers, much more so than I've seen at an Advisor conference in a long time. It almost looks like IBM is taking advantage of this to kind of take a half step toward bringing back the old Dev Cons that they used to run on the West Coast in the fall. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to really get an opportunity to sort of preview their message for Lotusphere, see how it flies. Mm-hmm. Trot out some of their people, give them a little time behind the podium, maybe work on those skills for the big conference.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're doing the same thing with Collaboration University. There's a set of speakers there that are pretty prominent IBM people. And like you said, I think they're going to hone their message a little bit, and hopefully at Lotusphere, as well as hone the products. But I expect a good show. So.
All right. Well, listen, if anybody hears this, if you know, both the people that read my blog, I hope will show up, and anybody that wants to say hi when they get there, you know, don't be shy. Don't hide in the back. Come and say hi.
You may not get anyone. No one listens to this podcast anyway, so.
Yeah, but I get at least two people that read the blog.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And oh, there you go.
Dog Domino. And maybe Julie.
There you go.
So there's three of us. All right, Andrew, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Robichaux, looks like episode 29 is in the can, eh?
Wrapped it up, I think.
Next one will be episode 30. Do you know, I'm rambling on here, I had a lot of coffee today, but do you know when our anniversary is?
It's in November, isn't it?
Ooh, you're gaining points.
It is? Do I have to buy you a present?
November 3rd, we recorded Web Services Part 1.
You know, I just realized I missed my 4-year blogging anniversary.
Well, happy blog anniversary.
Thank you. Blog anniversary. Last week, I've been blogging for 4 years.
Yeah.
What does that say about me?
On nsftools.com, which we've yet to talk about. You have this great resource out there that we haven't talked about. You have utilities. I mean, I go there all the time and steal code, you know. I mean, well, not steal, but... So that's about it. Collaboration University, September 13th through 15th in Kansas City and in London.
Kansas City, here
I come. September 27th through 29th. So I hope you guys and girls can make it there, because it's going to be a good show. I cannot make it due to other commitments, and I think you can't make it either because it's not our anniversary, but...
yeah, that'll be good for a good dinner.
Yeah, and Julian, just one other thing. Julian and I have known each other since October of 2003. We met in Orlando for a blogger gathering. How many times can I say that in a row? And then we met
just
at
once.
Lotusphere in 2004, 2005, and 2006. So, wow, you're like an old buddy, man.
I know. Man, we're getting old.
I know. All right. Looks like that's it for episode 29.
I think it is.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Don't forget about Willikai. It's some giant secret they're going to announce there. Wonder if it's a mascot. Oh, well. I guess we'll find out at Collaboration University.